About to start down the Yom of Hotzah, primarily based on the parak of Amet, Isha Yotza. We shall see that the difference between women and men, that's why it's entitled Amet Isha Yotza. We have to discuss fundamentals first. Take fundamentals. So, Rabosai, the Mishnah begins in Abem Zayin, and Nun Zayin of Aleph. Amet Isha Yotza, Uvame Eine Yotza. What's this all about? What's it all about? Says Rashi, Amei Sheyotza, Dahavi Takshit, Velo Masud. Those are two words that are in tension with each other, the opposites. Takshit is good, and Masi is bad. Masi, Loshon Masa, right? It's a carrying, we call, in our vernacular, we call it carrying. Mamash Masud. Masi is a burden. You carry a burden. So Rashi is saying there can be three alums. Some which is permissible, some which is the raisa of Masui, and some things which are being discussed in our Mishnah primarily, which are the raisa you may carry, I use the word carry in a non-judgmental sense. You may wear them, we'll say. But with Rabbanan, you may not. For fear, you may remove it. Show it to your friend to show off what you have. Or look at my beautiful jewelry. Once in your hand, you carry it for arms from Surabim. And he said, Darais. Let's take a look through the Mishnah. Loteita Isha Labachute Semer, Labachute Pishton, Labritsul Shabarosha. These are the things which are hair ornaments. Okay? Then the Lotitbo Behem. What? Titbo Behem. Maybe we can start right over here. Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, Tvila Ma'ad Chashma, Tvila, what's the mikvah over here? Or Rav Nachman, Yitzhak, Omer Rabba, Rav Ruah, Ma'ad Tam, Ka, Ma'ad Tam, Lo Teiti, Shalom, Vichut Dei Tam, Lo Vichut Dei Pishn, Vish, Omer Chachamim, right? Bechol, Lo Titbol, Ba'ad Ma'ad Terapim, the Kevin, the Bechol, Lo Ma'ad Terapim, B'Shabbos lo teitzei. Why? Imagine it's wild. Dilma misrami la tvila shal mitzvah b'shayilu b'sud anam b'shutarav. Pidle ploy. You can't carry it. You can't wear it because you're going to go to the mikvah and then you're going to take and carry it for arms. Okay. Kach goes with Chachamim. Rashi. Tvila man b'char shmo. My name is tvila it's on Shabbos. B'shayilu. B'materis also l'tbol b'shabbos. Shal tvila lo gozru. Could I mean a bit of better mitzvah? Fine. So, reason number one, to prohibit certain of these hair bands, etc., because it's chatzitza, I should take it off and by inadvertently carry for Amshu's Rav. Boy, Minerav, Kana, Merav, Tichi, Mimerav, Tichi, Chalilta, Mai. What does this mean? Rashi, Tichi, Chalilta, Sharshara, Shalchutin, Chalulos, Vagulos, Mahu, the claw ben Sarah, the Tez, the Shabbat, Sheni, Chol, the Moskon, Uludok, and I'll say, of the Koskun. I'm nechnasin bo. We boil it. We have a chatzita. Lo teitzim be b'shabbes. We shum gzeres tefila. Tefilas mitzvah. We love a chatzita. It's called we haba atayim. It's a chatzita. She can't wear it because she may take it off and carry it. It's not a chatzita. Then it should be okay. Says the Helig Gemara. Omale ori kavrit. Kol shu ori lo gozu. Rashi. Kol shu ori lo gozu. Lo teitzim be b'shabbes. Lo nin chatzita lo chayitz. Lo motz laduk em shapir. If it's made from wool, tie it tight on the hair, it's a chatzitza, you may untie it to go to the mikvah. But this item, whatever it is, you can't tie it so tight, and therefore there's no chatzitza problem, therefore there's no carrying problem. Fine. Ikadi ami amaftun avrei avshur, chazina lachvasi. I saw my sisters, the lo kapta nalayim, that they didn't bother them. Rashi, litla miroshin, shen rochlos, bechamin, not do it mikvah. They take a hot bath. They didn't take these things off. Alma Ayla Bahumaya Shapir. Not a halachic consideration, a cleanliness consideration. Take a bath. So, I feel an os rechita. The Kayman Shakay, the Nitvila Nami Lot, Srihan Latira. Mutal says Mishabbat. Oh, he missed Rami Tvila Lot, Sharlot Lot, Lot Mishim Chatzitza. Oh, below Mishim Kpeda. He's saying more than that. Not only will they not take it off for halachic reasons, they won't take it off for practical reasons either. I want. It's things on my hair, I'm taking a bath. No. Even the bath, they left it in. Says the Helig Gemara. Vayika ben hach lishna ben hach lishna. It's the difference. Vayika ben hayu, the tenifon, Rashi the mintafi, should nit nafu hanach tiki betit. They got some butt on it. Therefore, lach lishna diyama kol shu or lo gozru ala hainame or, no chatitza. Rashi vodakamach, lo gozru kla lotes, ulai lishna, yeah, right. Lach lishna damit mishu kfeda, came in the Tanifa and Mikbet Kapti Alayu, and then I want to take it off. Rashi. I looked at the Kapti Mashadi, Kapti, not the Meroshim, Shem Rokzos, Hosul, Seis, Ben, Beshabbos, Afal Gablin, Aiduke, Lokaitzi, Umutoras, Dibbo, Ben. So what? The rabbi will say okay, but her hairstylist will say no. You have to get rid of it. Hilkoch. Hani came in the Mintafi, Makbet Kapti, Shaldios, Meroshim, Beshaz, Tfilosa. His Rebbe said, anyone understand any questions of Poshup Shah in the Gemara? Poshup Shah is very important. Tensus. The Farsh in the Gemara. We should let Vilma Misramel at Vila Shavitza Vishorlu. Oslech Lasuya Abrahamas Vishusa Ram. Fine. Omeri, the Haimadaka Bechutin Shainan is soon to be clear as a sayer. A Bechutin soon to be clear as a sayer. Yotze Behem. The Bahanu Lekal Mixa Dilla Shailu. Kidnab Hamatznia. Diga the Cholapochus Isa Shvus Bigodelis Usvaru the Chieta the Ish Isa Basias Clea Hokanami Ish Isa Bastiris Clea the bone and soul there. So there's no possibility of her taking it apart on Shabbos. In Tomar, Mahai Taima Taisha Asur Latens with Talis. Do I hear the word Talis? Do you hear the Talis? What is this? There's some new manifestation of a new kind of orthodoxy? Talis? What does the word Talis mean in the Gemara? A shirt. Shnei Mokos of a talus. It's a talus. It's a shirt. Yeah?
I just
have
a question on the first part of the Tosfos.
Sure.
About the Kliya.
Sure.
The whole issue of the Mishnah seems to be that the person's forgetting that it's Shabbos and then they're going to start walking around.
You're asking a good question. The woman's going to forget it's Shabbos and then she's going to take out the Kliya too.
Yeah.
No, so the answer is no. They're not going to forget it's Shabbos. Shabbos is Shabbos. But therefore, an act, an overt act of bona vesosa, or the equivalent of oreg, and it's reverse, they're not going to do. But carrying things is not the same as other malachas. You carry things almost inadvertently. You don't make anything. Because the malacha grew up, then it's a much greater chance to fall into that trap of that malacha of hotzah than anything else. That's my best simple sense of your question. Right. She can't wear a shirt. The Vade Sharla which has Tvila, take off your shirt. Venecha Stilla also left to you. Vie Shlomo. Simple answer. The Vidvarim Shem Iko Malbush Lekal and Mixa Lafila Bechol and now let's club him come up. Ashi Al Bishay. He's the toast of society. If you didn't have a shirt on, she wouldn't walk out in the street. I hope it's still true in some places. El Adavka Vidvarim Ktanim. Vie Shlomo Shem Makbin and Einon Olav. You don't care, small things, bands in the hair. Uvigilasu Bechol, Shem Atirin. Matiram, Tavon Nosan Biyodom, Ad Beso, you carry it. You can't walk with nothing, wearing nothing with a shirt in your hand, that you can't do. But wearing a shirt and your blouse and your skirt, whatever, you have your, and you have the band, the hairband in your hand, that's normal. And you're literally, the Davka Bidvarim, Shirigilim, Nasir, and the Harosan, Omishim Chatzitza, Omishim Kapeda, God do a Shlolotis, the Shema. Sheyaser Yishkach Shushabes Las Lasuye Avod Dvarim Shemutal Atens Ben Sheein Regilus Lasiron Mutter Lipshor Lahatim Mishus Rabin Lekel Lemechash Lemidi. As you said before in your question, if you have Zocher Shabbos B'Shas HaTorah Lo Asa Lasuye, if Lo Yeh Zocher Shabbos Hafilu Nesel Lahatil Ulo Asa Layom. As you just said, that's the answer to your question. Vechitem Lekamot Samachalof. The Kotoni Bibrisa, the Kosher Mat, the Kamea, Afibish Sarabim, the Chemash will come on. And you knew it? We haven't gotten to refuah yet. Kameh was a refuah, certain medicinal, at least the ancient medicinal practices. I'm going to vouch for it now in medical school, but at the time was considered the current medicine. It's permissible on Shabbos, but there's some exceptions, which is not properly medical. The kitzer, Rabosai, any questions so far? We're just trying to go through the parak and its highlights, you know? You told me the thing called NFL highlights, right? I'm going to go through the Bameisha highlights. So we can't learn the whole parak in 2 weeks, but we can try to focus on the few black Gemara that relate to the Indian of Otsar. I'm going to try to go through it briefly today, based on the Ma'am Bakomas, then with Hashem, and with Hashem's help, we will be able to analyze a little later on. Somebody emailed him?
Yeah.
Who emailed? Oh, you gotta fix it, man?
Yeah.
Okay. If you can fix it, okay. Yeah. Is it a distraction, or you can keep, I can keep talking? I keep talking. Thank you for being so, helping me to the scene. Okay. Good. Nun Ches Amad Aleph. I'm both just sort of going in order, and through the various sugyas. The Amash Shmuel, this is the third line of the Nun Ches Amad Aleph. Yotzei Ha'evet V'chosem Shebet Tzavaro, Havalo V'chosem Shebet Ksuso. What's it all about? An Eved had a certain sign on him to indicate that he is an Eved of this particular master. Okay? So, there's a Chosem Shebet Tzavaro, who Kavlo, the Avda, the son of the servant, but he also knows so, Mishel Tit. They made it from mud, and they made it some kind of an insignia out of it to demonstrate that he belongs to a particular master. What's the lokasha? Hod Ovid le Rabbe, Hod Ovid Yilun Avshei, Rashi, Dov le Rabbe is le Emsa, he's scared. For those shakalei mitzavaro le holicho biyodo, he's not going to remove it from his neck to carry it in his hand. That sounds like it's being insubordinate, rebelling against his master, if his master made it. Did it for himself, then there's no fear of the master. The master didn't ask him to wear it. So then if the problem is going to carry it for Amos in Rishur Sarab. That's the Poshup Shah. Okay? Poshup Shah. Fine. Okay. This is what the Gemara says. The Gemara goes on and says a little bit more about this topic. It says the Gemara like this. The Maya came to the Shmuel. Dov le Rabbe. So the chosim shibik suso, amaylo. He's scared to take it off, so who cares if it's in his neck or on his garments? Either way, he's afraid to take it off. And the Gemara, you're right. That's not the problem. Not afraid to take it off. What are we afraid about? Afraid, dilma mifsik umirtis. What happens? Rashi. Mifsik hachosim v'nishbar oyvei. Umirtas mirabo shloyoma shu netolo laharos b'shuk shu ben chor. Mamish a rebellion in some other nation. And therefore what's going to do? Umikapole umochas le'akasve. What's he going to do? Umikapole says Rashi, the hatalas al ksefo. Veshalo ye roe mekol machosom. Le'ovinu shenofa. And therefore v'domi hatalas al ksefo. Kimasui. And the part of the garment that he's picking up, putting it in an unusual fashion on his shoulder, which is not normally there. He's not wearing it, he's carrying it. The Abitzah Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef, Rav Yochanan, Hayosef, Vitalis, Vekupelas, Umunachas, Loak, Sefer, Bishavas, Chayav Chatas, Rashi, Chayav Chatas, Te'eno Takshit, Elev, Zman, Shalom, Shav, Derech, Malbush. Rashi is now interchanging these two terms of Takshit, which we ordinarily translate as a kind of article of jewelry, and malbush, a garment. Hatzara shava shebehem is what they're not. They're not a masoi. It's not a bird. You're not carrying it. We use the word wearing it. Right? You wear a shirt, you wear jewelry. Use the English language as an example. It's called wearing. It's not called carrying. Are you with me? So it's very important to understand this distinction. Fine? So the fear is, in order to cover up the gap where the chosim fell down from, you're going to carry a talus like this over your shoulder, and that's going to be considered an Isra Otsar, the Raisa, on the talus itself. Fine. Let's go a little bit further. Skipping a little bit. Tanya Namahachi, with a small basis. Yotze Yav b'cholsem shebetzavara, avalo b'cholsem shebeksusa. It's often a b'raiser, Rabbi Osai, confirming the wisdom of Shmuel. Frekti gemar aminu. Lo yetze Yav b'cholsem shebetzavara, avalo b'cholsem shebeksusa. Rabbi Osai, what does it say? No, no, and no. Shmuel said, why? He's yotze b'tzavara. It's a low yotze Yav b'tzavara. A tata de sasri, Rabbi Osai. A tata de sasri. Okay? So what do you do? It's an absolute kasha. A long brisa. Okay? So this is a tremendous kasha. Oh, I'm happy to do this. So Gemara says, Lema, let's give an answer. I'm skipping to the second half of this oven. Hod ava le rabbe. Hod ava yulin avshe. That would have been a very good answer. Gemara says, love. Edi the Avalei Rabbe. Wait a minute, Avalei Rabbe. So we know then he's scared. He's actually scared. So if he's scared, what's the problem? Kamishal matches and kamishal tit. What does that mean? What do the words mean? Rashi. Lo. Edi the Avalei Rabbe. The Afal Gav the Kvul the Masnisin who kimna with the Avad Iul and Avshen. Hasam who the Ikal Upmei Ristam Chosamol Shal Tit. The mitbar ain't makbid olav lahavi shvarav the base. I don't know. Once it breaks. It's made from some muddy, you know, thing made into some kind of a earthenware. Once it breaks, it's useless. Hilkach. Lek aluk mebid the avad le'rabe. Why? The avad le'rabe lahavi mitzar. Why not? The kol zman shlo nifsak. As long as it's on him. Magic to do. Thank you so much. Thank you. Lo shakal le mitzavar, b'shem aims in the rabbe. The mifsik, let's say it fell down. Lo kapir ale balav, b'shem pseida. The lek of pseida, it's made from mud. Hilkoch lo maisile, it fell down. Avol hach lo, ikal ukme b'shem tit, kidim istabro le kamon misefo, il ofal le rabbe, nami osir, why? The mifsik kapir ale rabbe, b'shem pseida, u mirtis ebed, so if it's more expensive, then I go bring it back. Less expensive, not going to bring it back. Again, the details are not so critical for right now. Just giving you the general background. Okay? Just giving you a little bit of the sugya. Just again, just trying. Oh. The key point I want to show you right now. A very serious question. The Gemara is over here. I've also watch this. The Gemara says, again, Lauren says, let's see. What's the kasha? About seven lines up. What's the difference between Zuksha Mitzavaro and Milo? Dilma Mifsik, Vasilasuya. Zuksha Mitzuso Nami, Lechosh Dilma Mifsik, Vasilasuya. Hakabu Maskinon. The Mechi Bey Mumcha. Uchad Rabhunab Rabshua. Number Amar Rabhunab Rabshua. Kol Shu Aruk. Lo Gazru. What does that mean? What do I mean? What do the words mean? What the Rashi, last Rashi's. The Machi Mumcha, Sha'arga Bebega Besulamasi. It's Yisoran. Lo Gazru, Lo Tesla, with Rabbuna, Lina Ori, Kiagabna Nami, Itmash, Ashmaitan, Lo Hashina, Lo Su, the Shem of Dilma Mipsik. I both said, it's Soran, it's no problem. Frank Tysis. Haka Bamaskina, the Machi, and Tomar. He hechi the zug ari b'machi, hachi nami ari chosim shebeksusim b'machi. Jim Kane, am I also? The same way as we say that if it's sewed on in the neck, it's not going to fall off. It's on the garment as well. Yeh shlom. The zug mutl lefishin derech la'orgo b'beged, the ain shum beged shalo yeh royal and noy v'tash, because that's like a belt. Every garment can have this as a tash. Lo edrichu l'posko, Mikol begodim uleganos habegin. It's treated all similar garments. Abel cholsam ein derech la'asosu b'chol habegodim. Most of them don't have insignias on their on their clothes. Sheno yipuy habegin. Here he's a servant, but otherwise not there. Ulekach god shu chacham afilu ba'aruk piksuso sheitzav leposko Otu heicha she'ein aruv. Tosa chidush nifla. To answer the kasha, they say that when it's standard to have things sewn on, then they make it. But if it's not a standard item, even if it's sewn on, Rabbi Osai, they said it's prohibited because maybe in another case it won't be sewn on. Everyone follow me so far? I saw one of the tzvarim, we call it a gzeira l'gzeira. Now, we don't have gzeira l'gzeiras, but it's not a shas, tosis kor. It's a kind of a, it's, obviously it's kind of gzeira, but that's why some people post-kum will make on the shah, they call it a dava kal, but they want to consider it sort of a kind of a gzeira l'gzeira. Along those lines, but tosis has it. From both sides, so far, so good. That's these, we're going through these sodas one at a time. Again, just some of the highlights of the parrot. We'll be able to, once you know the highlights a few times, we'll be able to analyze it in much greater depth subsequently. Rabbi said, I'm going to turn to Nun Tes Omud Beis. Nun Tes Omud Beis. Tana Rabbanan, top of the daf. Lo teitz ha'isha v'ir shel zov. Kind of a ornament. If Yotasach, I have a schatas. Woo! Of the rice. Dibra me. Chacham omrim lo teitze. If Yotasach, Petura. It's the in-between sheep. Us in the Rabbanim, but the rice. Rabbi Lez Omer, Yotze Yisha B'Yishol Zom L'chatchila. Rabbi, three Tanoim, three opinions. Right? Chayov, Potur, Mutur. But Michael Miflegi, Rabbi Meir Sover, here's the magic word. Masuyu. It's considered to be a burden. Masuyu. Rabbanan Savri Takshidu, but Dilma Shalfa Michviole, the Asu Lasuid. Our first time we saw this in Farish Chas. She'll take it off, show a friend how beautiful it is, and carry it. There's a Savana. Ma Darko Lamepik Beershal Zov. Oh, Isha Chashuva. You can afford such much gold. Isha Chashuva. That's crass. That's not shtadi. Someone from an aristocratic woman. I'm not gonna take off a jewelry here. Look at my beautiful piece of jewelry. Well, are you kidding? She says so much jewelry, you know. It's no big deal for her. Everyone follow me? That's all a matter of the facts going forward. It's good. Kalila, what's a Kalila about saying? Rashi, Kalila. Alpadachta, anybody on forehead? Because Shrasa me ozen ozen. Some is tchula tashel zov, and some make it made from silk, and they throw in a few some gold too. Hey, not bad, huh? Okay, fancy. What's talachic status? Rav also Shmuel Shari. Da niska. What's Rav that? Rashi da niska. Tasa also kula miniska da nuzov okesa davar anitach niska anitach melted piece from gold or silver. Kulamala pligi the asur. Why? Migu the chashiv, since it's so important. Zera de mashalfa michvia. You don't have to be an aristocratic woman to have a klila. Here shows up, you have to be a millionaire. Klila, even a regular woman can have it. So show up, friends. That's what it is. Maybe goes called the chachamim. Well, it's always awesome with the rabbanan, even in the case of here shows up. Fine. Ki pligi da aruksa, Rashi ritzua shemetsuyeres bizov, of anatomas. It's really made from a string. And they throw in a little bit of gold, a little bit of precious stones. Mar sovar aniska ikar. The ispe is ikar umach viale. And she will show it. Mar sovar aruksa ikar, Rashi, who ikar, the vachashiv lo, probably. Below Machvila, she won't show anybody. Rabosai, okay. So glad you're Mitzias. You know, what happened the first day of the year? Machlokas in the Mitzias. Machlokas in Shiurim. The Machlokas is what are the chances of showing this kind of a particular ornament to her friends? It's not as choshev as the pure gold. We still have some gold mixed in. It's a question of degree. Ravashi Masin Lakula. Other way, the ruksa kulam la pligi, the sharif, and everybody's book, be on the niska. Mar, sabah, dilma, shalva, mechriva, asa, the sui, mar, sabah, no. Even this, Mandak on the Mepi, but clearly Shachashuva, Shachashuva, Lachamash, and Matria. As we said before, we're expecting Hirshazov, according to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Fine. Fine. And the Mark comes to the conclusion of Kli L'Sharim. We're not going into the various details right now. So this is important, just to get, we're getting a picture of us. It's such a complicated series of sugyas, you need to get a particular picture. Now we pick up a little bit later on the same Amud, on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. Nun Tes Amud Beis. Says he on the second wide line. Kamra Shari. What in the world is Kamra? Take a look in the Rashi. Rashi explains what's going on. Kamra. Everyone see the Rashi? It's about halfway out of the narrow lines. Avneit Choshev, an important belt. Yesh and Sheosin also Tas Shel Zahav. Yesh Sheosin also Ritzua Mishpitel Zahav. About the Kavuzvah. Sounds very familiar, right? Before we had a headband, which is made either from gold or from some string which had some stones in it. And that is a belt, which is also made in these two ways. Remember with me so far? So far, it's just a parallel sugya. Look inside PCF in the Gemara. So the Gemara is basically the same thing. Ika the Amri Daruksa, the Amar of Safa Midihabi, Atalas Musevitz. Ika the Amri Daniska, the Amar of Safa Midihabi, Abnesha Malachim. Fine. Here's an important Gemara. Omale Ravina the Ravashi Kamro Iluye Hamaina Mai. Can I wear one belt on top of another? Right. So it boils down to, can I wear one belt on top of another? Take a look at Rashi before. Midabi Atalas Musheves, Tabi Tashi Bishayal, the Mishta Bahmi Namilo Hashina, Shein Derach Lahatir Ezora Bishuk. You loosen your belt, your pants fall down. Well, you're not going to do that in the middle of the street. Avnei Shom Malachim. She'osu kulo denisa. Kol Yisro b'nei Malachim v'yimlo. Kol Yisro b'nei Malachim. Okay? Fine. Well, it says, back to our discussion. What about one belt? Amalei trei hei ma'ini kamrit. Rashi. Hovai masu you. The Asur, Rabbi Osai, can't wear two belts. The second, it's ridiculous. One of them is completely superfluous. And that's going to be a serious problem of actually carrying. You know, it's a going around your belt, you know, your waist. But the second one, it's a waste. It's a total waste. An absolute total waste. Okay? And therefore, it's a very serious problem. Two belts. Two belts, not allowed. What about two of any other garment? We'll see. We'll see. Now it says in this all this whole commentary of both sides. You understand this commentary here in the sugya is all going back to the Mishnah on the Zayin of Adalf. We only read the first three lines, first four lines. Let's skip now to the last two lines of the Mishnah on the Nun Zayin of Adalf. Belov v'tabas she'en olech chosam, belov v'machat she'en the kuvah. Okay, because he's only been Rabbanim. Rashi, Chosem, Surah Shalachtam, or Yigeres, or Koldav Esorba. They used to have insignia rings. You see me some of the old books? You wore an insignia ring, like you have a stempel, you know. They had it on the hand, and without they would stamp things down with that ring. Can't do it. Okay? Why no Chattas? The Kulu Tafshita Ninu. Rabbanu de Gazibu Dilma Shalfa Mechviyaj. Take it off and show something else. Okay, back to our sugi over here. Bottom of the Testament base. Rabosa, let's go. Let's take it. Hoyesh la chosim chayemes. Amalav tachshidu. Eil la chosim, it says in the Mishnah. For the woman, it's very nice, you know. Many women wear rings. And then with the rice, it's okay. On the Shabbat Rabbanu, she may show it to somebody. But with an insignia, oy, oy, oy. So when Isidore I saw, Ureminu, we mostly ask a kasha, about that. We mostly ask a kasha. What's the most kasha? Up to the last five lines of the daf. It's a little tricky over here. Tachshiv de noshim tmeim. Be'elim tachshiv de noshim, kablos, nizomim v'tablos. Okay, okay. So tabas is Tomei mekabel tuma. The tabas bein sheyesh oleachosam, bein sheein oleachosam. What do you see? Whether it has a chosam or does not have a chosam. Okay. What does that mean? Loma tabas shamarnu bein sheyesh oleachosam or whether it has no chosam. So what do you see? It's a tachshit also. We said before, Yechayev Chaz, it's not a tachshit, the masui. If you read the this brisa straight, comes out, it's also considered to be a tachshit, even with the insignia on the ring. Lo kasha. From the Chem Yor Abonon. There's a whole long quotation over here. Machlokas from the Chem Rabonon. Zok Rashi. 5 lines up. From the Chem Yor. From the Iker Tabas Adata Dechosimu. And they have a chayev eschatos. The chosam leisha lav tachshir hu. The ein derech, this is such an important thing. The ein derech leisha lachtom v'le shloach shluchim. Shein chosam osu yalla l'odom godol u'mamuna. At least certainly in those days, the woman was unlikely to have a sufficiently significant appointment. She's sending out, you know, letters with insignias, you know, the malchus. Woman's not supposed to have any official minun. Right? Oh, the katani tachshidu. Rabbanan the amri gufa shal tabas ikar. Vadada tabas, the ring itself, not the insignia. Naftabe. The tabas vadai tachshidu. So machlokes nichos tuma v'tara seems to be spill over into the Shabbos. What's the most important part? The ring itself or the insignia? Okay? But the Rashi is important. I'm not going to say the derech isha to silent, and therefore it would be for her a master in that attack. Keep that in mind as we go forward. We'll skip a little bit, save some time. So that's Samach Amar Aleph, picking up. Rava, a new terrace. Let's start the katan. What does that mean? Yesh aleha chosam, tachshit yish. Ein aleha chosam. Tachshit Isha Rabosai. It's a different thing. Rabbah. What does Rabbah say? Rashi. Rabbah. Raisa de Katoni v'tabas habitachshit ben sheyesh l'chosam ben sheyesh l'chosam. Lava reisha da habitachshit ben noshin kaimi. Tavayu. Elecha tachshit ish v'cha tachshit isha. Let's start in Katoni. Meredith. This is self-explanatory. Right? For a man, it's a tachshit with a ring and with a woman without. Fine. Nachwe tzakama. Tuma Shabbos Karamis? You comparing Tuma to Shabbos? No. Tuma Kli Maisam Rachmana Ukliu. It's considered to be a Kli. Shabbos Mishum Masyam Rachmana Ein Oleha Chosem Tachit Yesh Oleha Chosem is Masui. Rashi. Tuma Shabbos Karamis, Hodekotoni b'tabas beish yesh olev v'chule, lava reishakoy, the korele takshit noshin, halachi kama, b'tabas shamu shenitmeis, bein sheyesh olev chosam, the lav takshit hu, miu kli maisu, bein sheyesh olev chosam, davi takshit. Only rova, b'tet shit noshin, hashen olev chosam, it's going on only on half, not on both. Atkan, some of the fundamentals of the halacha la maisa. You see, the big problem, signet rings. Have you ever in your life seen a signet ring? You have? Yeah. Wait, a museum?
No, but I only
bought it in my history. A history, okay. But none of our friends here are wearing signet rings. Neither men nor women. So I'm not going to spend too much time on the signet ring question. Regular rings is a problem. Most women wear rings. Some men, I'm not happy about it, but that's not for now. But the question is, wearing a ring, is that a problem on Shabbos? But again, for us, the more practical kind of ring is the regular non-signaling. Fine. I'm just giving you a heads up. Rabbi said today's shift is a kind of a Bekir shift, if you don't mind, just to be able to give us enough material for the analysis going forward. What does that mean? The katani, hey, no chayev es chadas. That means it has some kind of a purpose. The word tachshit doesn't necessarily mean an adornment for beauty. No! Tachshit means it serves a purpose for the person. What's going to do with a needle that has no, let's talk about a woman here. What's going to do with a needle that has no hole? Omar Rav Yosef, Hov Isha, Ogeres Basara, Rashi, Ogeres Basara, Yotze Chutz Kishurel. Ooh, supposed to keep her hair covered. Sticks out a little bit. Korchoso Sovim HaMachat, Have a kimin etz odosh also the shokel me abot the shokel la hatkan shlo yiplu araglo tohor lav tachshiri the tash was about the shokel. I'm not going to the tumah part right now. The yotzin the kevel it's the yusei lo shalva machvi. In those days the woman very sneezing. It's not going to remove it until it's compromised. It's sneez. Behind machat naimel it sneez to seri visheva. She can't take it out. Show it to you. Hair's going to stick out. Woo. Talking about tough shit, high in dollar, right? Hair's going to stick out in a little bit. She's not, never going to do it. Wow. Hello. Tir Gemara, Rav Adda, Narsha, Kamed, Rav Yosef, Hol, B'Isha, Cholek, Esposara. Why she call it? Apart. The kind of. Empty Rosh Shakoran, Brut Bulas. I'm not sure what Bulas means. I think it's called a part in the English language. Frank the Gemara, who b'Shabbos l'may chazia, Rashi, and b'Shabbos einar kolek asaro, making a part and pull out hairs. Omer Rabo, tas shel zov yesh la rosha, b'chol kolek asaro, b'Shabbos menichosa keneged padachta. This is two parts, and during the week she uses one part. All right, and the Rashi calls it ukits. Right, there's different. We'll call it the tail. Well, b'Shabbos tocheves ukits b'shivcha v'atash b'rosh hasheni m'rocha padachta. Switch it. Use it for a functional part or for an ornamental part. Ad kara bosar. Any questions? Basic stuff. Yes, sir.
This is about covering the hair.
I can ask the question. It's legit.
I know it seems like any hair you said it was maybe a problem, but Rashi on the Mishnah, now maybe this isn't such a good idea, so Rashi says that she won't take it off. Kibul and the Rishis Rav, she blow the last source, the whole time she does. I'm sorry.
With you?
Nunzainer? Rashi on the, yeah, on the Mishnah, Nunzainer.
Let's take a look. What did Rashi say?
Zibra Masko, his man changed the form.
His man. She ain't tfurin. Yeah. Havel tfurin lekel the mechash lach huye. She ain't tell us how shikva me rosha. She's a rabbin. She tegala. Oh, very good. Call Sarah. Yeah. The answer is you're right. The particular case is she's going to expose all of her hair. That she certainly won't do. He would say even some of her hair she won't expose. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you to expose all her hair. That's worse. I'm the first to admit that exposing all the hair is much worse than exposing only small period. Everything's relevant. But it's a good horror. Shkoyach. Okay. Let's take a look at Tosis. Man, dark on the maple of the Testament days. The Kalila Isha Chashuva. Homeri, the Dafka of the Kalila Shari Shmuel Hacham. The Chain Rabbi Lezer, Dafka of Yir Shazov. Shain Kola Noshim Regilos Mehen. Isha Chashuva. Avashat Akshite Noshim Asiri Avi Isha Chashuva. And the Chalei Ben Anoshim. Amazing. If it's something which only a fancy woman can afford, she won't show it, believe her dignity. It's mut. But if even I can afford it, not only, so then even the Gevir's wife can't wear it because, you know, low plug. It's a riot in a different Gemara. Not on topic right now. It's important. All these things are important as we go forward. Fine. Trey a mining comment. Leshenecha pierce for countries. Liyisim, right? Ayinav Kuf Chaf, it says, B'yud Ches Kelim. Punda V'chagor. If it's a fire breaking out, you want to save, you're allowed to save a set of clothes, which includes 18 different articles. Wow. And it includes two belts. And it's Shabbos. Pir Shasa, the Kunt is the Punda who Azor. Yeah, how can it be? Haina could go. Shesh Begen Mafsik Ben Tayim. Avotre Amayne Zel Gabizeh. Osir. It says it's a hetter on both sides. Those who wear a belt on their pants. And they go to shul on Shabbos with a gartel. Anyone knows what a gartel is? See them wear a gartel? Anyone here wears a gartel? You wear a gartel?
Yes.
You used to wear a gartel? It's a chassidish minute. So how can you do it on Shabbos? Okay. The answer is that they wear the gartel over the jacket. So the belt is in your pants and there's a jacket intervenes. Enough in the tarsus.
The people that wear keys with
a belt. Keys is a major problem. Major. We'll be discussing it, obviously. This week or next, we're going to talk. Keys is one of our major discussions. We'll get to everything. You need background. Mostly if you're illiterate, we can't discuss these things appropriately. Absolutely. Because it's this short time, we have to just go through the world of sugyas, you should be somewhat familiar, and we're going to analyze all the questions. You name the question, we'll try to talk about it. Belts for sure. I mean, keys for sure. Oh! Tosafot says you wear one shirt, another shirt, another. That's okay. One sweater, two sweaters, all okay. The second belt. No one ever does wears two belts. It's ridiculous. Okay, it's not the same as two. Whatever's for warmth, Rabbi Osai. It's in a very, very cold day. You just keep piling on layers. Even if it's not a cold day, it would be considered to be permissive. Fine. Let's go further. Okay. L'may chazya. Samach amanam. Pinch of countries. L'may chazya. V'hamasihu. That's the most said. What Rashi said is the most kash at the beginning can't be because the teretz won't work. That's only the most kash at the end. Kuntres pirmasam of b'shabbos and ma'chazim. But b'shabbos ain't a cholek asara. The kash should be. Chol adam inole los lechag ben said. Who said you can't part your hand? Go damai parech v'aser afili yeh mutter tikshe v'amasuyu. The toast is not with Rashi sheet. Fine. And one more Tosis from Mosai. The Tabi Kibir is over to Pierce the countries. The Chiheki, the Hosel, the Chayish, the Dilma, the Mishnah, the Machre, the Hogan, the Sius Avida. Achanami, the Nekash, the Mishnah, the Achuya, the High Time. Kosha, the Reed. Wait a minute. The Kvalim, and Yotzin, the Ham, the Shabbos. The Chashina, and Dilma, the Mishnah, the Lu, should the Havitachik, the Moshe Avarch. Afal Gad, let's the Yus Avidi, Kimo Biris. What Rashi is saying is very schwer. The case is comparable. We ain't yotz in them. What about taras habiris? You're the read. The tevik habiris she yotz in bo fishahit aura mishum sheino tachshit. The Eino Noi Lisha, why not? Came and the Eino Kim Biachas, Tavi Ketabas Akele, and the Kim Tzorach Bot Ishokayim. Okinami Haimacha Chita Oro Lefish Eino Ela Ketabas Akele, Tishkiri, Eino Tachit. It's just, it should be considered permissible. It's not a Tachit. Tachit, you're going to show this on the show. You're not going to show it to anybody. Okay? Fine, let's go to the next source. We're just going through some of the highlights. Now going all the way to Samach Aleph Amud Beis. That's what I go to. Toshma. It's about the medicinal kamiyas. It's called an amulet in today's world. Somehow it was thought to have medicinal powers. Toshma, v'lova kamiya, b'zman she'ena min ha-mumcha. There's no MD, you can't, it's worthless. Ha-min ha-mumcha, nafik. Yabit kamiya neshem, v'shem kedusha, they used to write various God's names, all kinds of mystical stuff. Zimna de mitzrich, l'beis ha-kisei, v'yosel ha-stui da'am, v'shem sarabim. I both say, practical consideration. You can't wait in the bathroom and take it off and you carry 4 ounces. Hapa Maiskina, the Kamiya Shali Koran. No! It's not a voodoo kind of an amulet. It is a medical amulet. No, Tanya, the Kamiya Shal Ksav, the Kamiya Shal Ikoran. No, they're both. Hapa Maiskina, the Kholish, the Psychotic, went to the bathroom too. I can't help it. You take it off. Chas Hashem, you can die. Kuach Nevesh. Vatanya. And the Kholish is like, the Kholish Ahimbo is like, every Nebuch, all these things are knocked out by Brises. Hello. Came in the Masi, watch this now, since it's healing. Afal Gav, the Nokale, Biyode, Nami, Shabri, Nami. Whoa! You carry in your hand, it's okay. Rashi. Takshitu. Hilgochi Nami, Maisa, Dal Amis, Biyadailo, Mechaev. Why not? Because it's serving its purpose as giving me medicine. However it worked, you know how it worked. It would just give you the protection, either supernaturally or naturally. So carrying it is considered perfect. But no. No. V'otanya, Rav Oshia, Omer, Uvulvach, Lo Yachet, Yav Zenev, Yav Yodor, 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 Maskina but Mechusa, like a Gedusa, Imael Ebeis Akise. Well, Mishnah, you're not going to take it off. It's just going to use it in the bathroom too. It's covered with leather. You're like, Poshim Shah, Rabbi said, it's going to do Poshim Shah. Poshim Shah. Now we come to the Gemaras, which are even more relevant. Some of Beis right in front of us, we have a Bosai, a Mishnah. Now we come to a very, very, very important. Omaula. Bechilufein beish. What does that mean? Rashi. Bechilufein beish. Atabas koi. It's going on tabas. Lo betabas. Sheesh lecholsom schayev chatas. We saw in the Nun Zayin. Hey lecholsom. It's potter avalos. A man is backwards. What do you mean a man is backwards? Zok Rashi. It's a critical, critical. About everyone in this room was the male gender. This Rashi is the most critical of all. What's Rashi saying? Habu l'chilevish, atabas koi, atabas shi'esh l'cholsam im yotza potur, v'im ein alav cholsam, v'yotza chayav chatos. Woo! A man wears a ring on Shabbos with no insignia, he's chayav chatos. Whoa. Whoa! And as an insignia, then it's potur. Amazing, amazing Gemara. Awesome Gemara. Who has ever seen a man walk around with a ring even with no Erev?
Is Malacha Leser the what's it called? The insignia?
No, we're not discussing. That's another good question. Excellent question. Excellent question. It should be a Muktzah problem. Okay. Well, let's put that aside for the moment. Okay? Fine.
It's like a wedding band.
A wedding man. That's a serious problem.
Is it subject to change, though, based on...
Oh, maybe it doesn't change. What about the Rabbanan? They may take it off. Your wife will kill you. Go off Nevesh. You think the Eved is afraid of his master? Oh, I'm sorry. Whoa! A bit of time is unbelievable. It's only Chilufan as far as Chatas. Men this way, women that way. But as far as the Xer Rabbanan, according to Menatam, Pashup Shah, only applies to women, not to men. all the reasons that we gave. Mikveh, you got to carry it. You know, my men's not so common. What else? Showing off your jewelry to your friends. That's a vibe of Shemaisa. So that's what else. It never exists by man at all. That's what it says in Tosfos. The Rosh Hashanah fleshes it out. It's Rosh Hashanah. Fine. Says the Gemara Bosa, a little further down. Watch this now. The seventh wide line. So Rashi, Amasnis and Koi, Vahotzos Tabas Shemotzi Yosef Malbush, that's Bo. Vizet Shemot Tachet Lo, Amai Chayeves Tatos, Hello, it's Yoke, there are Kolomotzin, Kolomotzi, Dobe Shemot Tachet Lo, Motzin also be a daim, Lo Derech Malbush. You take it with your hand, you don't put it, stick it on your finger. It's not normal. Look at this amazing Gemara. On Rav Yirmiya, Be'isha Gizboris Askino. So Rashi, Gizbarit, Shesholach Aschosomas Tommy. What is it? Which car company has hired a woman to be there? No? GM. A woman? CEO. Sheesh, temples. You're fired, you're hired. And that's the Be'isha Gizboris Askino. That's what it means. They had a mind, they had a GO of GM. The moon in Tachdel, labor to do kaf, kaf, mos, laploni, GM, give $1 billion to this one. Wait a minute. So then the question becomes, so why is the chayiv? This lady, whatever her name is, for her it's a normal thing. So why are you chayiv? Rashi's unbelievable. Why? The ain derech noshin bekach, umiu derech otzaasa shazu bekach. Amazing. As far as what's called kalachayad, what's called abnormal, you know, to be chayv or pot the machinui, that depends upon Rabbi Osai, her in particular. Her in particular, it's not called kalachayad, it's her habit to wear it all the time. But as far as the definition, the fundamental definition, is it a masi or not? We don't depend upon her. Depend upon women in general. Women, Rabbi Osei, and what does Rabbi Osei say? Noshim am bifnei atzmanein. They're their own people. Their own nation. Atka. Fascinating Gemara. Fascinating Gemara. Yeah.
Are we talking about a ring?
Yeah.
Are you saying that having a ring and a finger is kenacha, yeah?
That's the most question.
How could that be? That's
well, it's not the normal way for a rabbit. So it's by definition. Kalachaya. It's not accustomed to it. Right? It's not the way it's normally done for her. Gizbaris. A Gizbaris taka normally does. I said, why a chayav chadis is Rashi? Because It's not normal for women in general to wear signet rings, even though she's an unusual woman. Two different definitions. One is as far as kalachiyah is concerned, and one is as far as whether it's a masi or tashin. That depends upon the nation of women. Fine. Says the Gemara Vayikra. Tirats to isha ish vayikra lemeimar Rashi bekama ulo bechilufein biish. The mechayev atabah shein lo chosam v'otzok alachayadu shein dargo lo tzibuzu derech malvush. A man, he's macho. He's not going to wear a sissy ring. He wears a ring, it's for the signet ring. But what they do today, these wedding bands, the sissy stuff. Not going to wear it, all right? Says the Hilchos Gemara, look inside. Omer Rabba here. Alam Rabba. Why? Not to wear it. She's just transporting it from place to place. And instead of putting it in a pocket, she has no pockets, she puts on a finger. So it's normal. So it's not so crazy. Not so crazy, Rabosa. Not so crazy. Not so crazy. Fine. But most of another, I'm trying to say, I'm going to skip the next Gemara for the moment. You know, we're supposed to learn it. Just to, it's already almost 2 o'clock. I have to get to the main Gemara, to as much of the sugars as I can. So we're doing a little bit skipping. Because the principles that you'll see later are the same principles. Okay, now we turn, Rabosai, to Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Previous story, we already saw it before. Of Rav Yehuda Bar Yisrael Etzada. Rashi, Etzada, shows Roa on the arm. Master Rav Yehuda said, what? Previous story, Rav Yehuda Bar Shabbos, you let Zada to me. It's a Poskim by Midbar, or some other way. Hakam, Previous Tachas Etzada Omedes. Rashi, what does it mean? Tachas Etzada. Shebiz Roa Omedes Bishok. One is for the arm, one's for the leg. Lachzik bote shokeh shal yiplu v'yero shokeh chas v'shom. Hilkach. Tohara. The lav l'noi he. Not to show up how beautiful, just for its purposes. Kli tash v'shnami lo havi and the kli ha'mishamish kli. Name is this Torah. V'yotzen the tzorach levisha he. U'mishlef achvuyeh nami lech alamechash. Lo megali ha'shok. What are you kidding? To expose ha'shok? No self-respecting Jewish woman exposed the show. Just keep that in mind, Rabos. Okay? This is what the sugya says. And now, a number of fascinating pieces. Watch what's going on over here. Watch this. Skipping a little bit. I talked about kavolin. Kavolin. What's kavolin? Chains, basically. What's the halacha? More discusses without all the details of both sides, that there were certain women who would tie these kavalim around their feet. Gasos. No shrubs. They want to lose their psulim. Today the women, they go horseback riding, they lose their psulim. Yeah. Well, they jump around, they run around. There are many. But they didn't want that to happen. They wanted the psulim to be there when they got married. Her husband should realize she's a virtuous woman. So they would tie the legs together. They should be able to take very, very big steps and lose the psulim. Keep this in mind. It's going to be a precedent for one of the cases we're going to discuss in a minute, not much, as soon as possible. Rabosai, we now turn to Samach Dalid on the base. Coming to the final stretch. Yod Saisha Bechute Seo Ben Mishalo Ben Mishal Chaverto Ben Mishal Behema etc. Who with those happens with Svarbita, with Manche, and Tfurin, with Kvul, who will pay a Nachris, Lechotze. What does it mean? Rashi, Lechotze. A Kvul, who pay a Nachris Koi. The us rule the ale, and after the Zion of the Mishnah, the Mabigulish is a Rabbim. It's a Glashmina, the Lechotze Mutter. Ukvul the same of the masnisin lo ifligubo amoroi the chuliyama keeper shall tell the machlokas elsewhere what it may be. Not going to that machlokas right now. Fine, some kind of a head cover. Rabosa, what's the pay in achris? Klias seir tulusha betzovart al asara im kliyasa sheteroa bala seir. Oh, a lot of hair. This is not a shape. It's not what?
Hair extension.
What's called hair?
Extension.
Oh, maybe. Something that had sophisticated like stuff that. Then. It's something to show she has a lot of hair. It's not a shadel. For a reason, you shouldn't think a shadel is also a Shabbos. It's a word for modern word for hair. For shadel is a pair. No, it's a wig. But it's not what we're talking about. Not what we're talking about. Okay. So the Gemara here in Samach Dalid Amud Beis talks about this issue of B'kvul. B'kvul pair nachos lechotz. Omerat. This is maybe the most important part of the whole parable. Kosh Ostru Chachamu Lotzesu L'Shusarabim Ostru Lotzesu L'Chotzer. Whoa! Not even in the yard. Chutz Mikvul Peyanochus. Rashi Ostru L'Chotzer. The Alf Al Gav the Shor the Taltlinu the Taurus Kli Alein Kedamor. Harehen Kekola Kedamani Tom L'Chotzer. Miyu Derech Malbush Osur. Why? Simple reason. The margalale, but not leishus harabim. If you let it carry it in the yard, it should go straight to the street. Chutz, mikvulu peyah, shemuter lechotzer. We'll see soon why they made an exception in these two cases, Rabbi Osai. We'll see soon, very soon, why. Rabbanani bar Sosan, Mishmei Rabbi Shmuel Amar, Hakol Kikvu. Rashi call on a sorrow, Asur Elrish Terabi, Avul Chosin Mutarim Kikvu. What a break we catch, going to Rabbi Anani. Everything's mutter in the Chosin. Only else, Shusharab. We'll see you soon how important this is. Watch. Watch. Tanan. Bekfulu bepan nachlis lachotzer. Bishlam the Rav Nicha. Rav Nani ben Sosan Kasha. Rash Visharab Nicha. Bidanach and Hani. Bishab Kinel Enoch. The Misni. Badayu. Listura. Beresha. The Masnisin. Michlal the Kulu. Af lachotzer. Visurai. Kaim. So come a Furmisha. Brysa. Supporting Rav against Rav Nani ben Sosan. Says they had a good Gemara. Rav Nani bar Sosan mishmed the man kamale mishmed Rabbi Shmuel bar Yosi. Shmuel bar Yosi tano poli. Good. Rav Meishlahani Omar Ulok Yeshua Nizgal Bailo. The woman should be nice in the eyes of her husband. They had to give her a break for these two items. She'd be able to wear it in the chotzer, and they weren't going to be worried about the possibilities of carrying. They had a balance. You know, shalom bayis with their desire to make these gazeres. Fine. Tosis. Uvamog shizkin lemidasa. Top Tosis. Pirish and Kuntris. But also Mako. She yivala bohadam. Okay. That the blood will, the menstrual blood, will be absorbed. Vlo yitan fa bigladeha. And her garments will not get dirty. Will not get dirty. Not get dirty. Not get dirty. Frank Tosis, it's ridiculous. Lone Hira. Again, Atsuli Tinafu. Umasuyu. I'm a Furish Shigamar Yiraf and Bays. Call Atsuli Tinuf Lo Choshiv. Valt. Lachain Nirali. Shlehibel al Sora. Vitiyabe Shalev with Nimsa Mitsara. So they go on a skin and get dry. Ooh. But the garments, we came up by the garments. Okay. Now we come to the most important toasts in the entire parak. The bottom toast on this one. This is it, number one. Let's read it together. This is a fascinating toast, guys. It's fascinating. Vinira Dalok Rabbi Anani. Bakula. Everything's put in the chutz. But the Amar Milsim is Shmei the Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yosef. Yishmael Rabbi Yotanu Paul. Fine. The old second reason. Michelle Sof Malachah Harame. Fine. That comes the key. Rabbi Nani the Matir Bechotzer. Watch this. What kind of yard is it? Amazing Chiddush number one. Hanu Afil Bechotzer Shein Amu Reves. A chutz we're not allowed to carry. There's no Erev. Erev means it's the two people who own it and join forces to own Maximasis. The Bechotzer Murebes. That means a fence around the backyard. Legashim Chiddush. That's ridiculous. It's pshita, it's nothing. In Cain, Noshim Mutaras is Kashim Rebayis. Who Bechotzer, even in the Murebes, Betabos and Betachshit. Period. So step number one in Tosis is a double Chiddush. One, the Pazak of Anani gets Rabbi, the Rabbi wins. And number two, at the chotzer, that we have this leniency for all Caleb and Kodav and Ani, it means it's Enam Urevis. It means it's not allowed to carry there, because it's Reuben and Shimon didn't make an air between. Fine. That's step number two. Step number three is even more amazing. The Anu, Shaylan, Rishisir, Rabbi Gomor, the Chol, Rishisir, Rabbi Shalom, Karmelasi. Why? Shari Ein, Mevoz, Shalon, Rechav, Rishud, Vavama. The tallest, you know, those tiny cities and medieval Northern Europe. Below Shishim Riba Bokobo, no 600,000 people. Those assumes is a requirement for Zerab. Harayu Kechotzer She'ena Mureves, Umutoros Noshim Shalom Leskashe, Betabozum Betachshim Kevin Ben Tam. Wow! In three easy steps, I mean, the Tam did the amazing. Took a Mefurish Mishnah, and it doesn't exist anymore. Why? What are the three easy steps? Let's get Chazer again. One, you pass Nagavanani, everything's Buddha B'chotzer. And Chotzer. Number two, Chotzer means Enem Erebs. Number three, anything we have in our streets nowadays, now we should say the Raisa, is the equivalent of Enem Erebs. In three easy steps, I mean, the time was matter, the Mefurish of Mishnah, which leads. Hikshari, come on. Now, feel the Rishi Saramish, Lenachosh, and Kakarmelis. Hechi Shari, Kimachotzer. No, you can't compare the two. And now, Kuf Chafet says, by Dleka, the Mutta Lahatz of the Chotzer Shem of Revis, below the Karmelis. So, I mean, the time, assumptions one and two are maybe right, but number three can't possibly be right. Rabbeinu Baruch. Rabbeinu Baruch Baal Sefer HaTruma. Okay, it tells me because it's hard. Reish Lama Tess and Sefer HaTruma. We'll try to see it this week or next. We have to get to it. Kevin the Lidid Hu. Hava Lushis Aram Gemura. Lo Medame Karam Lechol Shem Merebs. Rabosai. Lushis Aram Gemura. One step down was Karmelis. And all the way in the corner was Chol Shem Merebs. That's three of the karmas for Shusharam. Karmas is just lack one of the conditions, whatever it may be. Straight streets, 16 amas wide, no ceiling, 600,000 people, whatever happens to be. Aval Anu, Shem Lodar Shusharam Klal, in Northern Europe. Ein Lahach Rebbe Karmelis, unbelievable. And even though the Reeds Kashkets is Ongar Menatam is correct, that a Karmelis, Medina de Gemara, is not the same as Chol Tosheinu Merebes. That's only because it's comparable to their Shiram Daraisa. We don't have Shiram Daraisa. So for us, Karmelis and Chol Tosheinu Merebes are all one the same. Nothing can lead to a Daraisa. So he has Rav Osai in four easy steps. Right? Chazer again. One, Pasuk Avanani, everything's Mutter and a Chotzer. Two, Chotzer means Chol Tosheinu Merebes. Three, Karmelis is like Chol Tosheinu Merebes. But that only was with four, because the Rias Kashmir, what's four? That the no Rishon on the right said, oh, anywhere in the world. So therefore, we have a right to quit Karmelis and Merebes, as opposed to Gemara Kuf Chav, which couldn't. Wow. And four easy steps. Fine. Rav Shimshin Matzah Kosev Shem Rav Shemenu Sar Sholom. The Dover Shurigilus Laharas Sulazur Osir. Uksha'enim regilos mutaros. Menashe didan. Enon maras tachshitein metabosein. Umeshimhochi mutaros latzeis behen. Period. Hold up shan toises. Enachinami, the reason, should apply. But the facts have changed. Oh, women don't take off the Jew, they show everybody else. Therefore, the reason that doesn't apply to the dental. I double shabbinion. Since there's so many exceptions, it's not called double shabbinion. That's shot number two. Here's the most amazing shot. So Dov Rama Kanmonin, the Mutaras said, why? The Mut of you show goes by Umazidos. Tell a woman not to wear jewelry. Rabosai, I dare you. So it's not gonna work. So therefore better they should be shokos. That's the third reason. That's a cop out. But the three reasons here in Tosis. Three and a half. When the Tom said it straight, the we have to catch it, but the Baruch patched it up. Maybe the Tom would agree that patch it or not. Then you have the Rav Sar Sholem. Then you have the last line, Buddha Shiva Shogun. Then you see what an important tosis is. Critical tosis. Fine. Now you're up to the last segment of the parak. The Mishnah right over here, Samachem and Alf. Look at this amazing, what the kind of habits they had in the old ancient times. Yotzah v'sela shal alatzinis. Habonus tanis yotzos b'chutin. Afilu b'kismin shebi'ozneyen. What does that mean, Rabosai? What does that mean? What do the words mean? Habonas ketanas, sheminakvos oznehem, they pierce their ears. Beinosn hem nizomin not shigalu. But not gonna put that. Young kid gonna put on jewelry makes no sense. What do you do to keep it from closing up? Amazing. I both said another story with Rabbi Lichasin of Shlomo Zalman. With the pierced ears, no, no, no. one of Rabbi Lichtenstein's daughters walking up her ears pierced. Rabban Shlita said, no, it's a chavalah, shlo tzarech. Took to him Shlomo Zalman. She wouldn't take it, no for an answer from him. So as soon as they walked to the door, this is, I think Rabban has to be Shlomo Zalman, I think he printed this, or said it, or printed it. They walked to the door, Shlomo Zalman, very smart man, he's a choshev Rashi, he's going to go to the door, the little kid. So he ignores Rabban. Mashlomech, Echurim lach, but he's making walkers. Rabban already sees what's going on, this is not going to be good. Mashela, Biti Rotzal, Kov, Aznaim, Vani Choshesh, Yisur, Chavala Shalotzor. Bamishpacha Shali, Yetzim Shlomo Zalman, Kol HaBanot, whatever the word they use to pierce their ears, before Bas Mitzvah. You can't say no. But look at Beferisha Rashi in the Sefer Shabbos Anachem. I also wanted to say no to my daughter, but after I heard this, I mean, my daughter was Bas Mitzvah before the story came out, but I felt I couldn't fight the battle either, so I relented. But the Chotzim Beferisha Rashi in Shabbos, they didn't do a Beisr, presumably. I haChavala Shal Tzarech. The Torah says when it comes to Chavala, it's a cost benefit ratio. How big is the chavala? How big is the tzorach? So the amount of dam that comes out when they pierce the ears is so small that the need to have pierced ears for their earrings is considered great enough to warrant. Don't ask me why, but as I know, Chazak is enough for the Rashi. I think I tell you at least one story today. We're doing so much bekiyas, you have at least one story. I'll get to Shem and try to go much deeper into the sugya story tomorrow. Let's just try to finish up. Here's the Mishnah Samachay Amanah. And the Mishnah goes on, amazing. Arvios yotos ruulos. What does that mean? Noshim Yisraelos Sheba Arab in Arabia, yotos ruulos, derech arvios yotos muutafos roshon upneim. What's the name? What's this called? Burka? Is that the right word?
Burka.
Burka. You believe it? I'm told that in some places there are four women wearing burkas. So I'm totally right. I'm very much against it. They'll say, what do you mean? It's enough in the Mishnah. Scary. I'm still opposed, but I can't. It's a Mishnah. Okay. Umadayos, Madios, Prufos, Becholodom. Ashadibra Chachamim, Behove. Okay. Porefes, Ala Eben, Viala Egos, Viala Medbea. What does that mean? Rashi. Korefes. Shem Atfos Petalis Petola. Excuse me. Tvok Krosim. Tvotagaminin. Porfin. Clips, right? Or hooks. Kolamachaber. Begin the Chavero. Kore Prifo. It's like tying two things together. Steer them one line to the next. Perefes, yeah, but not to do it on Shabbos. Let's take a look at the Gemara. Some came in bits. Perefes. I Rashi says, steer them. Om Rabaye, Seifa Asona Matbea. Zok Rashi Asona Matbea. La Bartiltulu. I will ever cheek so the cock world a tiltu. Again, earlier Rashi. But I'm Rashi for Ephes, but he vada the chatzkila come over Shabbos, dimi bo yom. Let's read the yotze above Shabbos, a ton of Rashi, because I'll tell you it's proofos. That's obvious. Oh, it's a books issue, but otherwise you can do it proof on Shabbos too. Boy, I buy it. This is a very serious question. Belt and other reasons. Isha mao shetarim V'tifrof al ha'egos la'hotzi livna kotlin b'shabbos. Rashi, hotzi livna kotlin la'ochlo. I want to transport a nut from here to there so my son can eat. Very simple. I'll tie something around it, and this nut's going to be the middle of that tie to help me out, and this way I can transport it to the harama. Tiba ma'al marimin, ay marim. Tiba ma'al marimin, vid leka. Hasam hu de ilo sharas they also the chbuye. They allow it as a special dispensation. He shouldn't put out the fire himself. Which be machmer over here. It's not normal. Says the Gemara, Teku. Unresolved. What should Allah be unresolved? The Rosh says, Shusrab the rice to a machmir, harmless, we make him. We'll be very well into the belt. Think about it for a minute. The belt is going to be a shtick. I want to carry to move the belt, I make some kind of a. I want to carry the keys, so I make the. I'm poref with the key with the belt.
In Vienna, I suppose, with the from the
100% from.
They have a few keys around.
You don't go to Vienna, go down the hill.
Yeah.
Just go down the hill. Then it happens.
The keys downstairs, the keys upstairs.
Yeah, they have the belt with many different. We'll talk about it. Then we'll talk about it. Okay, Rabosa. So now, Samach Vav Omer Al, these two lines. The very end. Omer Abaye, Mino Aminolo, Titania. Makel Shazkanim, Tor Miklum. Rashi. Tor Miklum, Lo Medus Lo Shatuma. Why? The Lav is Smicha Abin. Sharag Lamahal, he's still walking on his own 2 feet, Baruch Hashem. I mistamech on the prokim. Doesn't make a difference. He's not really relying upon it. So then why does he carry it? Rabba, awesome. Litruze sugya avida. Hacha lismoch ilaveu davida mesamech alei. Litruze sagya lagrashi. The takem siyosa, but this go of common nature, raglan from shok of rosasos. Lo lismichas kogufo. Just in order to be able to walk straighter. But he's not really putting his weight on it. Keep this in mind as we enter, may a person wear a cane if there's no Eruv. We walk with the cane. This is this Gemara. Parshat Shad is this Gemara. Only if you can't walk without it, may use a cane. But if you walk without it, you say you like it to make it walk straighter. Parshat Shad is Gemara, that's not allowed. It's said to be a masu, you can shoot them. Keep this in mind. Rav also says it's very, very important. It's 2 lines in the middle of the sukkah. Now, the Mishnah here on some of the government base. The Mishnah. 1 line. Habonos Yosin Bikshorim Ubine Malachim Bizugin Khalodam Alashal Dibir Khama Bahov. Okay? The Gemara is going to explain what this is all about. What are these things? The Gemara is in Samach Zayin and Al. Man Tana Amar Roshi Birab Shimani Dama Kol Yisro Bnei Malachim Eim Meiridik Rashi Bnei Malachim Hikach L'Ani Nami Chazya He'll be in, what kind of conceited guy is this? Take it off. Inami, the migu de chirishu shalif umafi. It's unusual. You can show people how a great guy. No, oh, you saw b'nei malachim. Well, it says no, but orig b'tzus direko. No, orig b'tzus so lo shalif umafi because it's simply woven into your garment. No possibility of. Do anything about it. So therefore there's no gzeira according to that particular opinion. Okay? B'nei Malachim Zolt the Toysis. Krishma Kuntras is a leg of the Mecha Shlumma Mechai Kibu. What are you laughing at for? Every Jew is worthy of this. Toma Mikol Mokom Lecha Shlumma Ipsik V'os Lasuye Kamino Liyel Gabi Eved Lo Yetzi V'chosin Shabadar. It's going to fall off, he's going to carry it. Krishma Hachamayr is clean b'shal shelas chain. Look, it's not going to break chain. Okay, not going to chains don't break so fast. Atka. So now, Rabbosai, there's only one. No, it's more gemaras. I'll be finish it in 8 minutes. We'll race the clock. The Mishnah Yud Aleph from an Aleph. I had a mind to finish these two gemaras today. The rest are really pretty short. Maybe we can actually finish in a few minutes. Yud Aleph and Manav and the Mishnah. Till now, with the highlights of Perek Bameisha. Now, other few sugars in the Mishnah. Lo yetze achayet ben machto somach l'chashecha shema yishkach v'yetze. The Perish Adin. He's going to carry it out on Shabbos. It's going to be over in Yisir of Otzah. Says the Gemara, Rabbosai, Yud Aleph from the base. We saw this one quarter before. What about a zav going out with certain pockets to catch a ziva? But we borrow that kedesh lo yitan for kalov. So what's the issur? He needs it. Answer the Gemara. Omrav zerai tanu the omrav called suli tinuf. Loka choshev. We saw it before, right? Ditznan. They're bringing in a raya from a Mishnah Machshirin. Hakof ekarla kos. The Mishnah should tudach hakorei the bechiyuta. Those who know this sugya machshirin from Elam Tzias, where I learned about it a long time ago. Midami, says Gemara, and you date enough line too. Hosam lo boy lo kaboy luhu nani mashkin klal. Hocha kaboy lu la haikis likibule be ziva. You want that the ziva should fall into it. Says Gemara, hola daimel of the sefer. A rave us your laugh the top of my money tells him and it's something. A more accurate comparison. Again, not going into the details. Rashi explains. You need the kiss to catch the ziva for whatever purpose. Yeah. Ella by the whole of Shah. The Pasha Shah is Gemara, the Ferish Gemara against the Rashi by the Mokhli the Gos. Kuf Chaf Amen Aleph. Again, very brief. This is sort of catching up with what Tos is quoted. Tos is quoted all these Gemara's. Quoted it out, and quoted Kuf Chaf. Tana Rabbanan, quoted Mishnah, 8 lines. Lo Vesh Motzi Yuposhin, the Chos of the Lo Vesh Motzi Yuposhin. I feel the kalyan kulo. You're a man. You want to save your food, your garments are being burned up in the fire. Just keep adding on more clothes. Coming back and forth, back and forth. If you only have a kalyan, you only have a time of 18 kalyan. That's all. Total of 18. No more than 18. The chagush of the masnav, right? A belt. You only have to have one belt. One belt. You can't have two belts. Okay? You can have two. Because a different garment intervenes. Kuf mem va. That's a kuf lamet tes amid base. Let's try going on. Kuf lamet tes amid base. Kuf lamet tes amid base. Says the Gemara. About the seventh line. Misatev adam v'kila u'v'kas kaseha v'yotze l'shusurabim v'shabas. What does that mean? What are the words? What happened? Rashi. Misatav adam bekila shu kisad. It's like a sheet. Umisatav adar top malbush bekis kisel. Ritzuas atluyas ba. Lo arminan haich ritzuas lav the tzorach ituf ninum. Have a masui. No. Ha'u shata. No. Shin kiskasin asuin elan in tosa bioel. The same sheet that was going to use to know needs these strings to attach it. It's considered to be secondary to the sheet, and it's not considered to be a problem if the person is wearing the sheet on it. My shmod Ravuna, the Ravuna Marav, Ayotzi Betal She'enim Mitzuyesis Kilchos of the Shabbos Chayv Chados. Gvalt. Okay, so it's yeah. What's no cash? Since it's got Betal Chashiv Lobat. Hani lo chashibi ubatli. Chashibi zot grashi. Shemishal tchela say. Whoa, it's expensive. Velo batli v'habi l'masli. But over here, consider to be secondary. Strings are secondary to the sheet. Bottle. The idea of bittle is going to be the most critical idea of all, this bittle concept. We'll see soon. I guess tomorrow we'll see soon. The concept is going to be bottled to nothing else. Whether A is bottled to the clothing, or the clothing is bottled to the person. Bittl is a big issue in the sugi. Taisus, tzitzis v'chashiv lo batli, she'enem mevutol l'fi she'chashuvim heim be'enav. Why? She'da'at on-litin v'talas tzitzis revius. So the Rach says, v'chashiv yu batli, al te'samach rebi l'haniach avneta v'tzuas atlius bo, etc. Okay, what's bottled, what's not bottled? We'll have to come to all this a little bit later on. So another 2 minutes, see the remaining sugis kuf alav mezayin. So take a minute. Kuf alav mezayin. Beisadya, talks about it. Rav asa Shmuel Shorin. Birakin kuli amalo pligi the Shorin. Because we have the pligi the asa. Ki pligi the mitzi. Ma the ava sa mirzi ke masoi. U ma the Shori lo mirzi ke masoi. It's a question over here. What's he doing? Rashi beisadya be levodin shekoshin palp. Shekorin paltrish. Vasuya le kaplan tachas tachla le mokam hakaro hakeses. Rav asa la vio derech malbush derech rabin. Shumutabo, Birak and Shedark on the Schami, Bohen, Sharon Mabushain. So if it's soft, it's considered to be Mabush. But it's a bluff for both sides. You're not wearing it in order to, you're only doing it in order to transport it. So you can bluff, you can transport the bluff. But for Shigamar, Kufamami Banks, Kufem Zayin Amad Aleph for both sides. Hayotze Betalis Bekupelis Munachas Lo Akseifo Beshabbos Chayim Chadis. We saw this already quoted in the previous Gemara, both said in Chesam and Aleph. Has to be done the right way. The wrong way is no good. Yeah, I can't go into all these problems right now. That's the yesod. I only have 1.5 minutes. That's just a cool member line on the base. Sorry, skip the rest. You'll see. Just to finish this up. The Gemara is again the same idea of bluffing, counting the bluff. The fourth wide line. Ha'ulirin, Mevian, Belare, Noshon, the Beibani, Uvavach, Yiskashna, Ben Rosha, Beruba. One line to see. What does that mean? They were Rashi. Ulirin, Balonin, the bathhouse attendants. Mevian, the Belare, Noshon, Sadinin, Shanoshon, Bistapnaman, Mutla, Vian, Derach, Malvash, the Beis Amarfit. You see, Klar, that a bluff is put in this kind of a case. I both said today, as I said, was a Bekir Shir. We went to Koch Hashem, all the Gemaras, the Rashi, and Tos that we really need for this analysis going forward. Now we have 2 weeks almost to try to get through all this, and tomorrow we'll see the Shonim, and the Achronim, and the Shulchan Aruch, and see how this might get. Shia Pshichim.